Blog Talk Radio.
One is for the boys with the booming system. Top town AC with the cooling system. When he come up in the club, he be blazing up. Got stacks on deck like he's saving up. And he ill, he real, he might got a deal. He pop bottles and he got the right kind of bill. He cold, he dope, he might sell coke. He always in the air, but he never fly coach. She a motherfucking drip, drip, killer or the drip, drip. When he make a drip, drip, kiss him on a lip, lip. That's the kind of dude I was looking for. And yes, you'll get slapped if you're looking ho. I said, excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. I mean, my, you're like pelican fly. I mean, you're so shy and I'm loving your tie. You're like slicker than the guy with the thing on his eye. Yes, I did, yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj, I'm that some dude up. That coupe truck and truck and
dude
up. Entrepreneur niggas in the mall goes. He can ball with the cool, he can sow loud. But I think I like him better when he's out loud. And I think I like him better with the fitted cap on. He ain't even gotta try to put the Mac on. He just gotta give me that look. When he give me that look, then the penny's coming out. Excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. You know I really got a thing for American guys. I mean, sigh, sickening eyes. I can tell that you're in touch with your feminine side. Yes, I did, yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj, I'm Mac and Doja. That coops up and chucks the juice up.
Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show. I am the host, Miss Nicki Rich, and we're getting it in tonight. We're getting it in early already. You were just listening to Nicki Minaj, Super Bass. And today we're calling out of Charlotte, man. We're out of Charlotte. That's where we're based. And we're just getting it in. We have some Queen City people that's coming through as well. And we have a special guest co-host tonight, and he's with us all week long. We have the one and only Tune Cherokee's DJ Unique. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, DJ Unique. What's going on?
What it do? Dot com. What's poppin', world?
Man, we getting it in tonight.
Crump, baby. We're gonna have a great show tonight. It's gonna be a great show tonight, man.
Yes, we're going to start it out with a segment. We're going to have the Six Love Route Uncut with Troy Rowlings.
Oh, man. I saw him on Twitter tweeting it out. Man, I think that's going to be real big tonight. Everybody better buckle up.
And if you have your questions, man, you got your questions, let us know what you think.
Oh, boy. I can't wait to hear them questions.
Oh, yes. And also, to everybody that's listening right now, we're on blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRich Show. You can call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. If you press that 1, that will let us know you would like to speak to us, myself, or our guest, or DJ Unique that's in the building right now.
That's right.
And you can find us on different sites. We have NikkiRichShow.com, as well as we're in iTunes for free. You can download the podcast, The Nikki Rich Show. You can also go to LinkedIn. You can link up with us on LinkedIn, as well as you can go to our MySpace. We're on there, our Facebook. And we also have a profile on This Is 50. So you can find Nikki Rich there as well. And we want our face on everything. We're trying to build this brand, Nikki Rich. So, you know, that's what we're doing right here. The Nikki Rich Show is hot, and it's hot off the press. We're having the hottest guest right now. And I'm just so excited to, you know, be here today. We're here another day that God has made for us. So it's such a blessing, and we're here making it do what it do.
Amen. Can I get an amen? Can I get it?
Amen. Much love, much love. But we're excited just to let everybody know that also this weekend I will be in Rockingham hosting a showcase. Cannot wait for that. I will be hosting at Leek Street Cultural Center in Rockingham, North Carolina. And it's the Sky's the Limit Entertainment presents We Are Music. And the showtime is at 7 p.m. So y'all have to come out and check us out. I will be hosting We Are Music at Leek Cultural Center in Rockingham, North Carolina. So can't wait
for that. Not the ham. Not the ham.
Yes. I'm going to the country. We're going to
the bench. But guess what, though, nigga? I'm going to let you know something, man. I'll be in that stomping ground, you know what I'm saying? They get down in Rockingham, you know what I'm saying? So you better be prepared. They don't think because it's a little town, man. They come out and party. When they come in packs.
Oh, yes, most definitely. And also, we're planning something big in the near future. So we have a showcase that we're planning as well. We're working on with some heavy hitters. So y'all just stay tuned. We're going to get it in.
Most definitely. .com.
I want to let everybody know who's going to be on tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to have Project Pat now come through.
No, I want Nikki, you ain't saying it right. It's Project Potter. It's the
He's
Project
gonna come
Potter.
Through. And so is J Hood. Y'all may know him from the D Block. As well, we're going to end that night with Rodney Perry of the Monique Show. And he also has his own blog talk show as well.
Man, you're doing it too much. You're doing too much, man. You're doing too much, Nikki.
Oh, let's not forget about Friday. We have Donnell Jones coming through. And Jay Staff.
Oh, man. You already know what time it is on Friday. You already know what time it is. The candle's ready.
Baby making.
You know what I mean?
Baby
making. The toys. This is going down.
Yes, and today we have Wind Down Wednesdays where we wind it down. We play the hottest, but we relax and we sit back and just, you know, relaxing for the night. So right now I want to go to some music. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to go to this Arrested Development, Everyday People. We have to take it back sometimes.
Stop playing. You ain't going to take it that back. Classic.
Yes. That is a classic. So here we go, Arrested Development. Y'all check it out.
Okay.
Hey, line up from around. out for being rude.
Hey.
And like I said before,
before
I was mad about
it.
Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. I'm the host, Miss Nikki Rich, and we have DJ Unique with us co-hosting tonight on this Wind Down Wednesday. We're so glad to have you in the building.
Oh, my goodness. My love. Oh, no, let me start singing, Nikki. Stop playing now.
Do you ever?
Come on, let's go. We're the two members
of the Seven Heartbeats.
Me and Nikki. Nikki, they don't know we are part of the Seven Heartbeats. It ain't the five no more. It's the seven now. We're the Seven Heartbeats.
Yes.
.com. Go through that album tomorrow. It's coming out on iTunes. Let's go.
Yes, yes. Now, I wish I could sing because I would be making money with that voice.
Oh, man. But I wish I could sing, man. I sing right now, man. You know what I'm saying? But our album coming out tomorrow. We can't let them know our secret. They don't know we sing, Nikki. You know, the album coming out tomorrow, man.
We'll be the next BB and CC Wyman.
It's going down.
Most definitely, yes. Yes. So, what's going on with you, DJ Unique?
Oh, man, you already know what time it is. What's popping? Man, you already know me. I'm just grinding it out, man. Just too blessed to be stressed, man. You know what I'm saying? God, to the thickness of the God and to your show, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to host a new mixtape, you know what I'm saying? Somebody listening out, you know what I'm saying, from Brick Squad, you know what I'm saying? Holler at me now. I'm about to host a mixtape. You know what I'm saying? I'm just so too blessed to be stressed, man. Just grinding it out, man, doing this DJing thing, man. Working with all independent artists, you know what I'm saying? And run this Team Chelsea DJ movement, you know what I'm saying? And I also want to give a big shout out to Shay, you know what I'm saying? She's listening right now, driving home from work. You know what I'm saying? So Shay, what it do? Hey!
Shout out to Shay. Shout out to Shay. Much love here at the Nikki Rich Show. And shout out the Brick Squad come through. They came through heavy two nights in a row. And I'm glad
man,
that you got a chance to make that connect, man. That's real.
Man, nigga, you know, man, we moving, man. You know what I'm saying? We a team now. They can't stop us, man. We like Bonnie and Clyde in this radio thing, man.
Exactly, man. We getting it in. We getting it in hard and heavy. Man, we got some heavy hitters next week. I'm excited about next week just as much as this
man.
Week.
Don't spill the beans yet, man, because we got, man, there's no world. Man, she got a hell of a motherfucking, I can curse on here now. Lined up for next week, man. We've been up all morning and then put it together, man. We got a nice show for y'all next week. A couple of nice surprises coming through. Do.
Most definitely. We're gonna get it in. Also, we got our show, the Nikki Rich Show, is just really moving and we're going to bigger, better things. So, you know, we trying to get it to rolling and clean up things around here because sometimes we can get a little crazy. But that's the good thing about having an online show. We can do how we want to.
Man, that's the blessing of the whole thing, man. And, like, the more you do, the better you know you progress, you know what I'm saying, for people to even shout you out, you know what I'm saying, and be like, yo, I checked out the show, Nikki, you know what I'm saying, because I'm getting people hitting me like, yo, who's Nikki Rich, you know what I'm saying, so that's an A-plus right there, man. If you keep grinding, man, you know you got DJ Unique Support alldaylong.com, straight hood, nigga, coming straight from the hood. Shout out to everybody in Delaware Courts also, man. Shout out to the whole Delaware, the whole Charlotte, North Carolina, period, point blank.
Most definitely. Well, we're going to go back to this music. We have Drake, Say What's Real. So y'all stay tuned. Call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1 if you would like to talk to us or be on the air. You can press that 1. We here. We live. Podcasting live, that is, on the Nikki Rich Show, straight out of the QC, Charlotte, North Carolina. Here we go.
Y'all want to...
Why do I feel so alone? Like everybody passing through the studio is in character as if he acting out a movie role. Talking bullshit as if it was for you to know. And I don't have the heart to get these bitch niggas the cue to go. So they stick around kicking out feedback. And I entertain it as if I need that. I had a talk with my uncle and he agreed that my privacy about the only thing I need back. But it's hard to think of them polite flows when Stefano Pilato suits are your night clothes. And Jordan sweatsuits are your flight clothes. And you still make it even when they say your flight clothes. Eyes hurt in front of camera phone, light shows. Life was so full, now the shit just been light poles. Always said I'd say it all on the right track. But in this game, you only lose when you fight back. Black diamond bracelets, showing you the basics. I can't live and hold the camera, someone gotta tape this. I make hits like a bitch, this buried, I ain't missed. 24 hours from greatness, I'm that close. Don't ever forget the moment you began to doubt. Transitioning from fitting in to standing out. Los Angeles Cabanas or Atlanta South. Watching whole show, embarrassed to pull my camera out. And my mother embarrassed to pull my phantom out. So I park about 5 houses down. She say I shouldn't have it until I have the crown. But I don't wanna feel the need to wear disguises around. So she wonder where my mind is, accounts in the minus. But yet I'm rolling around the fucking city like your highness. Got niggas reacting without a sinus. Cause what I'm working with is timeless. And promoters trying to get me out to their club and say I have fun, but I can't imagine how. Cause I just see my ex-girl standing with my next girl, standing with the girl that I'm fucking right now. And shit could get weird unless they all down. And so I stay clear, we from a small town. And everybody talks and everybody listen. And somehow the truth is always comes up missing. I've always been something that these labels can't buy. Especially if they trying to take a piece of my soul. And Sylvia be telling Ted, damn, Drake fly. And he just be like, silly motherfucker, I know that was your bad. How could you pass up on him? He just take them records and he gas up on them. Wayne would probably put a million cash up on them. Surprised no one ever put your ass up on them. Oh, they did, Poe. At least they tried to. And that's what happened when you spit in what's inside you. But slip up and shoot the wrong fucking video and they think they can market you however they decide to. Nah, before they told me to do me, and don't listen to anybody that knew me. Cause to have known me would mean that there's a new me. And if you think I changed in the slightest, could've fooled me. Boy, into my city, I'm the 2-3. Drug dealers live vicariously through me. I quit school and it's not because I'm lazy. I'm just not the social type and campus life is crazy, understand. I could get money with my eyes closed. Lost some of my hottest verses down in Cabo. So if you find a Blackberry with the side scroll, sell that motherfucker to any rapper that I know. Cause they need it much more than I ever will. I got new shit, I'm getting better still. Little niggas put my name in they verses. Cause they girlfriend put my ass on a pedestal. Future said cause this gay shit you better kill. And I think this got that making of a legend feel. Problem with these other niggas, they ain't never real.
Yeah.
Celebration, pop, pop, bottle, bottle. Super big like a movie, that's the model.
a-hole, looking like I got Mother Nature on the payroll. They say raining, but Luda keeps signing, cause me and Shock Zoo went half and bought an island. Chris cut half a million for the watch, whipping 100-foot yachts up to 55 knots.
Okay.
10 years, been paying my dues, hoes, get it right, paper long as Penelope Cruz knows. 10 and a half, alligator boots, and tailor-made water-repelling cashmere suits. He's so boozy, all in the jacuzzi, such a Virgo, and that's why he's so choosy. I like her, but I'm digging you too. Y'all can do me like a wishbone and break me in two. Come one and come all of the time, cause my bottle service look like an assembly line. Right.
Celebration, pop.
Welcome back, welcome back. CJ Unique in the building along with Nikki Rich. What's
going
on?
I ain't going nowhere. I ain't going nowhere, Nikki. I'm right here. I'm right beside you. I'm right here. I'm on the road right
That's
now,
what?
Man. Actually, on my way towards your way, where you going? I'm on my way to Hamlet. I'm going to pass Rockingham.
Wow.
The phone rings, you know what I'm saying? I got to make my moves, you know what I'm saying? I thought I was going to leave Friday, you know what I'm saying? But I got to make moves tonight, man. I'm ready to be in the lab in the morning, in the a.m., hosting another mixtape. Working, baby.
And making that money, that's all that counts. We're about making
dough. Listen, to all everybody that hear this, man, real shit, man, go for everything, man. Now, I ain't letting nothing go down. I don't give a fuck if it's 5, 10 cents, man. I'm going to get everything. You know what I'm saying? It ain't all about the bread to me. I just love doing what I do, man. So to all the independent artists that hear me, man, hit me up on Twitter at DJUnique23. If you want me to host your mixtapes, man, we doing it real big for the 2011 and beyond. Yeah?
Most definitely. And also, you can hit me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich as well. And for those who are tuned in right now and you would like to have, you know, talk, get that chance to talk to Troy Rollins, just call in at 323-580-5749, and you can have your questions ready. Man, have your questions ready for him. He will be on at 7:45. So we only got a few minutes until he's on, but have your six questions ready. And you too, DJ Unique, have your questions ready that you would like to ask him as well.
Well, I don't know, man. I'm just going to visualize and listen. I might be too young to hear stuff like that. It's going down, man.
Yes, sir. We're going to get back to some more music, so we're going to take another break. And you're listening to The Nikki Rich Show with Nikki Rich.
That's right.
DJ Unique, Sunday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also let everybody know, I'm letting you know now, that I will be on another show tonight at 10:30, and it's BSNS Radio with Sunshine and Jana. So you definitely have
wow.
to tune in there. Yeah,
well, I'm
the special guest there.
I'm definitely in the building.
Yes, sir. We're going to get it in tonight at BSNS Radio, so y'all definitely tune in there. And I want to take it to this R. Kelly. Since it's Wind Down Wednesday, we're going to wind it down with R. Kelly.
Something. I just can't think of what it is.
You remind me of my dream. I wanna ride nothing like a mountain.
I wanna fall.
Girl, you're acting like a boss.
I wanna work
in something like my fake account.
All I wanna be is you, baby.
It's something about your love that's me going crazy.
Baby, you know I want you real bad.
And girl, I really like your freaky style.
Oh, baby, down with you.
Get a little closer to my ride, baby.
I wanna get
to get inside you. Listen, pretty baby,
I wanna roll, 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 roll.
Yeah.
All I wanna do for you, baby.
Girl, it's something kind of sexy going on about you.
I'm
The Nikki Rich Show, 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749 with DJ
Unique. What it do?
Team Cherokee's DJ, head DJ. I see you doing big things with Star Quality Entertainment.
Oh, man, that's the movement to move with. If they ain't moving, they getting ran the fuck over just like that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But we doing it big here, man. I'm just so excited because every day I get some good news every day. So, you know, like I say, we're making moves with the Nikki Rich Show. We're gonna be on top of the world before you know it.
Most definitely, man. You know, the Lord always looking down on his child. You know what I'm saying? Make sure they be blessed.
Yes, sir. We're trying. We just put him first in everything we do. And when you do that, you'll just be like a flower blooming and blossoming. You know, that's what we're doing. We're growing. And you got to start from the ground up.
Right. I definitely respect that.
Yes, yes, yes. But up next, we have our Sex, Love, Raw Uncut with Troy Rawlings. So if you have your questions, I'm going to tell you, I see we already got Jersey Freak in the building. Jersey
who?
Freak is in the chat room.
Jersey who?
We call her Jersey Freak.
Jersey Freak. That's a nice name right there. Okay,
yeah.
Catchy.com. You know,
yes, it question. Is.
You know, she got a lot
oh,
of
yeah.
questions tonight.
And
I
she got
wait.
That thing from the Nikki Rich Show, man. She came through, you know. So I see she in the building. Shout out to Jersey Free. I know she's going to be calling in sometime today. Because Troy, I'm telling you, he is hot off the press. He's hot off
wow.
the press. He gives some good advice, too. So we're excited about that, and our lines are booming right now, man. We got some pretty pretty good amount of people as well. I just do want to let everybody know that also I will be on a show tonight, which is BSNS Radio. I'll be a guest host. I will be a special guest tonight on another show. It's going to be hot with Sunshine and China, those lovely ladies. So be sure and tune in tonight at 6:30, as well as this weekend. I'm so excited about this weekend. I will be heading to Rockingham, North Carolina, and we'll be going to meet up with the Sky's the Limit Entertainment. They are putting together one of the, I want to say, hottest showcases there is. And every time I've hosted those showcases, they have been fire. It's been a bomb each and every time. And I'm excited to just see, you know, how it's going to be this weekend. And it's going to be at the Leeds Cultural Center in Rockingham, North Carolina at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this, it's going to be like a little Halloween theme, and also be featured Miss Diamond D. So we're excited about her and all the other acts that's going to be on, and I cannot wait. I will be taking lots of pictures, so y'all will be seeing that on Facebook and Twitter as well. So we're excited about that. And to get up with them and be a part of the Sky's the Limit Entertainment. And also you can go look at our YouTube account and go search our videos. We have different videos from previous showcases of the Sky's the Limit Entertainment. And you can go to youtube.com/NikkiRich2. And you can see that there, all the footage there. As well as my trip to Atlanta with my friends. We had so much fun for the BET Hip Hop Awards. It was so, so fun. And we're just doing what it do, I would say. As DJ Unique say, what it do do. So that's
not
what we're working on right now. And I want to let everybody know that's listening, if you would like to donate to the Nicki Rich Show, you can go to NickiRichShow.com. And we do have a donate button right there. So if you feel that you would like to contribute to the Nicki Rich Show, keep us on air because, you know, we're paying each and every month. So if you would like to contribute to the show, you can donate. And you can go to NickiRichShow.com. As well as being a part of the show, we have different packages. So if you would like for us to let you know about our packages and what we have going on, you can just shoot us an email and contact us on NickiRichShow.com or email NickiRichShow@gmail.com. And that's how
right,
you do
all right,
it.
All right, all right. All right. They're going to learn today.
Oh, yeah.
All the parents out there that have the platinum cards and them gold cards ready, donate. You donate button. They always talking like they got stuff. I'm real, you know. Donate.com.
That's what I'm saying. NickiRichShow.com, we making it happen. And we're connecting so many people across the world. So that's we can move forward. With what you contribute and help the show to stay on. We can do more things. Travel to more places, you know. It's all about that. This is a business. So we treat it as a business, and we are just really out here grinding. So, y'all, if you would like to be a part of the show, just let me know. NickiRichShow@gmail.com or NickiRichShow.com. And I see we have some special guests in the chat room. We have D Slate of the DR Show. Be sure and check him out. He's doing major things. So all you have to do is Google D Slate of the DR Show or go to Twitter at DR Show as well. And like I said, we have Jersey Freak in the building. Shout out to her. Doing
Jersey
major, major
Freak.
Things.
I still know that name, man. Wow. I got to hear what she got to say.
Yes, yes. So, Jersey Freak, I see you out there. Call in and talk with us. And talk with us during the Troy Rawlings segment. Right now, I want to go to some music. And we want to go to this track here that we're going to slow it all the way down. You like slow music? Do you like slow music, DJ Unique?
Oh, man. You know that's when they put the candles and everything out. Everybody loves slow music. Everybody don't want to hear that boom, boom, bang, 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 bang all night. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I like slow music. You know, I like all music. That's the job of a DJ. But I do fuck with the slow music. I do.
Well, we're going to take it back to this intro, come inside. So you stay tuned, all right?
Wow. Classic.
Come on, 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 come on
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. We are live. Charlotte, North Carolina, that is getting it in tonight. We have DJ Unique in the building, and it is time for our Sex, Love, Raw, Uncut with Troy Rawlings. And we would like to welcome Troy Rawlings to the building. How are you doing?
What's going on, Nikki Rich?
How are you doing? We're so excited to have you, and we know you're doing major things, so we want to jump right in and talk about what special treat that you have for us today and something special happened with you this weekend.
Something special happened with me this weekend?
Yep.
What special happened to me this weekend? What you think you're talking about?
Big announcement. You have made a big announcement, so let everybody know what Troy Rawlings is working out.
Well, on November 5th, my TV pilot will be airing in the Baltimore market for the Troy Rawlings Show. It's a network TV show. It's a special guest interview, and I do a little Q&A with the audience. It's a 30-minute network TV show. Be airing on WBAL in Baltimore on November 5th, so I'm really excited about that.
Well, that is major. That's, you know, one more step that you're making towards your goal and everything you have, you know, you vision, your vision. So we're excited about that.
Thanks so much. I appreciate that. I was like, what is she talking about? Major announcement over the weekend. Yeah, but it was cool. We actually made the announcement yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah, so it was cool. I'm excited about it, and it's really a blessing to be able to have the show air in the Baltimore market first, because I'm from Baltimore, so that's real cool.
It's real. Well, we have DJ Unique in the building as well, and he's co-hosting with us tonight, and I know he has some questions for you for that Sex, Love, Raw, Uncut.
What's going on, DJ Unique?
Oh, man, tell him, man. I thought you're sounding smooth. I thought it was a machine at first. So I got you,
man. Your brothers get intimidated quick to hear another voice come on. He's like, this brother's voice is way too sweet. This is brother in D.C. Every time he's on, I forgot the brother's name in D.C. radio. I turn the radio on, hear his voice. I got to turn the radio off. I was like, wait a second, I ain't supposed to feel like that.
I'm excited about tonight, man. I got to hear everything you got to say.com.
Good stuff, man.
But yeah, so DJ, you have any questions that you would like to bring to Troy about sex, love, raw, uncut, anything as far as relationships that you've been in, past relationships, or why people do the things they do?
Man, I don't know about the relationship same thing. I'm just ready to hear what he got to say so I can comment on what he's talking about, you know, because it's my first time even hearing this. You catch me off guard with this one now. You're trying to pull my car.com on the air now.
He said .com.
Now.
See, what we do around this time, we have people call in, and you can call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. And if you have a question, like we've talked about oral and you know, and a little bit of everything, and people just have questions.
It's always good to hear Nikki Rich break it down and hear her kind of squirm over there. He's like, he talks about oral and a little bit of everything.
I don't know about that oral thing, though. I don't know anything about that. That's if you're not interested. .org.
It's a .org.
Do not enter .org.
Oh,
well,
my goodness.
We're going to go to the phone lines. I see we have an 850 number. Caller, you are on the air with Nikki Rich and also Troy and DJ Unique. What's going on?
Nothing's going on. I want to say hello to everyone, but my question is for Troy.
Hello. All right, we're at 850. Where's 850? I'd always like to know where they're calling from. Where's that zip code?
I'm calling, calling from Florida.
Florida? What part of Florida are you in?
Panhandle, Pensacola Beach.
Oh, Pensacola. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all must have forgot the forgot area. That's old.
You got jokes, so that's funny.
That's my.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Y'all must have forgot. Oh,
see, only the Roy Jones fans remember that.
Yeah. the question that I have, Troy, is like, I have this guy that I've been talking to for maybe like a month or so.
Mm-hmm.
Talking on the phone, and he was coming to town or whatever, so I possibly see him tomorrow. So I asked the guy, were we going to have sex? And he said to me that,
Sounds like it's a radio or something playing. Do you have a radio in the background or something? Or somebody?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, okay, I got you.
Okay, well, we were talking on the phone, and then he said he was coming through town tomorrow or whatever. It's like, okay, good, so we can have sex because I'm going to see you or whatever. He said to me, like,
oh, you told him that?
Yeah, he was like, every time I talk to you, you always talking about sex. He was like, well, is this all what this is? Because if that's what it is, then let me know. But I'm kind of confused. I'm just really confused.
He said that, or you're kind of confused that you don't know if he wants to have sex with you or not?
No, he was saying, like, I talk about sex all of the time. And it seemed he was saying to me, well, is this all that we're doing is just having sex? Because if it is, then I need to know. But he kind of, to me, that was kind of, he went kind of like, girly on me with that. That's like what girls say.
Well, it depends. How old is the guy, you know?
31.
Is it 31? He might
mm-hmm.
be more into. This is the first time you guys are going to meet in person?
No. I've seen him a couple of times, and we've had sex a couple of times as well.
Oh, so he's trying to say he wants more than that.
Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Anytime a guy... guys are pretty straightforward. Every now and then you get a guy that's different because everybody's a little different. But guys are pretty straightforward. If a guy, he's coming to see you, and he's not just coming in town, he's coming to see you, and he says, look, is this all just about sex? Then it sounds like he just doesn't want it to be about sex. He wants more. Or he's starting to feel intimidated by your sexuality.
Okay.
Unique. I mean, that's. I mean, because that can happen. Believe it or not, that can. If a guy, especially if a guy likes you, if a guy really is into you and he's feeling you, and the size of sex.
I think he's too fast.
Right, it might have been, how's the sex with the dude? Is it good?
His part or my part?
You kind of just answered that question. Are you enjoying it, or is it just sex?
I mean, but it's just something to do right now. I mean, not in a bad word, but I don't know how he don't know. Like, he just to jump off for the moment. Like, I don't understand how he don't know.
Well, he knows. He knows. That's why he said that, and I think that's the thing that, you know, that's the first thing. Anytime a guy says something like that, that's the first thing. It's like even if, it's just like if a woman would say it. If a guy and a woman have been together sexually, and all of a sudden she's like, every time we talk, you talk about sex. Is that all on your mind? Anytime that comes up, that means the person is either feeling uncomfortable about the sex talk all the time, or they want more.
All right.
I mean, am I? Somebody else give me some feedback. Am I right? I mean, it. And for you,
I think some guys can be intimidated by a female, especially a, you know, person that just speaks their mind and be real with them. You know, they might feel like, wow, I've never had this before. If somebody talked to me like this, I'm usually the one that's doing all the talking. That's what I feel.
Wow.
Because I know I keep it real.
Is the caller still online?
Oh, yeah, she's still there.
Yeah, I was just listening.
But that's really the gist of it, in my opinion. My opinion is that, and there's nothing wrong. Like I say, I don't knock whatever somebody's into, and you cold blooded. If you're gonna tell Leslie to jump off in a minute, I can imagine what you say to him. You know, it was like, all right, I'm glad you're coming in the top.
I haven't said anything like that to him, you know.
But when y'all have. Say it again.
I didn't hear what he said.
What'd you say, Unique?
You want to make a Rich show right now. You might be heard right now. So
right, he might be listening.
He's going to be like, all right. He's going to be at her door. He's going to be at her front door like this. All right.
Right.
Not today, but tonight.
Yeah, wow. Well, I don't know. I thought maybe we were like on a conference call. I forget I was on a radio show.
Right. It felt like you were just. I mean, this. Don't get me wrong. We make it feel nice and comfortable. Don't forget anybody in the world could be listening right now. So, but yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. But you know, what did you tell him when he asked you that question?
I was like, oh, okay, well, it kind of threw me off because I'm like, if that offends you, then, you know, I just won't mention it anymore. Then he went on about this other saga and don't disappoint him. And I'm like, what is wrong with this dude? I think he may like me. I don't know. I'm confused.
That's exactly what it is. It's hard when, I mean, now it is kind of like being on the other side. A guy is interested in a female and they have a great sexual relationship, and then all of a sudden she says one thing. It makes them say, oh, shit, we went beyond the hot butt naked sex. We then jumped into she got some feelings for me. But that's on both sides, especially nowadays.
Yeah, but I only been knowing a guy like this, like, over a month, you know?
Well, you can't be giving him the hot butt naked sex and, like, crazy,
well,
and then, thinking he's not going to get addicted.
Right now. Now you might have a valid point, but, like, I wanted to have sex, so I slept with the dude. You know?
Right.
So, I mean,
right. And you said y'all been together a couple of times and seen each other a couple of times since then, right?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, it's called being he's a pussy whip. That's what it is. You know what you gotta do, you gotta reverse that.
Now you know what she did. She made him into a cutty buddy. That's bad. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, on my part on that, man, is like this, man. It's like if you had sex, man, it's like it ain't because you wanted to do it. You wanted to do it to that person, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't give up your stuff because sex causes feelings, you know what I'm saying? Real talk, you know what I'm saying? He feels some type of way, you know what I'm saying? It happens, you know what I'm saying? Life, you know what I'm saying?
It does. It is going to happen. But even if you have that conversation, well, hey, you know, this is where we're going. This is the kind of relationship we got. This, that, and other. All that conversation means garbage. Because in all, even on a deeper sense, the whole purpose of sex is to bring two people closer together.
Exactly.
And that's it. It's enjoyable. We love it. We love to jump off. But it's going to bring those two people closer together. No matter how it could be an affair. Two people have separate relationships, and they just kicking it. Eventually, if y'all keep having sex, the whole point of it is to bring two people closer together. That's one of the first things that the social workers, therapists say. You know, if they find out a couple's having problems, they say, well, how's your sex life? Because they know if a couple's having problems and they're not having sex, they're on the verge of separating.
Okay. Well, I guess I keep that all in consideration.
Yeah. You know, it seems like you enjoy the dude, and you know, it's the whole feeling is something to do right now. But it seems like it's something there that you enjoy about the dude. But he's trying to step it to the next level. You just got to keep your mind open and say, okay, am I really trying to go to the next level with this dude? And sometimes you just got to cut it off. If that's not what you're in there for. And you don't want to, you know, it to get more messy or more involved emotionally, that's the cusp of it. Unless you find a jump off that got the same mentality you do. But you just never know when it's going to cross that line.
Well, Maybe jump off was not the correct word to say. Now,
jump off ain't a bad word, girl. Jump off ain't a bad word.
Not to go back on what I say, but I just ain't really, you know, it's just like, I don't know, maybe I think it has something to do with, like, the lifestyle that he has. Maybe I'm going to say that. And,
what
you know, that
do?
Just make me, well, I'm not really certain to as to what he does.
Oh, here we go. He says he's a distributor for a top-notch pharmaceutical company.
The only thing he distributed is hair products. You hear what I'm saying?
Wow.
You're not telling me
the dude got journey girls.
No, he ain't got no girl. He just stop laughing.
Wow.
No.
Wicked.
Wow.
No, he don't have a curl, but like, I went up and I met him out of town like a few weeks ago, and he said he had to do a show, but the dude told me he was a stylist, so I'm assuming, you know, he's going to be styling some people at a show.
Mm-hmm.
I get there, and we had a house show, and he, like, setting up a table with Pump It Up and stuff. And I'm like, this is not right here. But see,
he's a hairstylist.
No, baby. No. He was selling Brawler Brooks products. He styling any hair.
Oh, he's a distributor. He is a distributor for a top-notch chemical company.
That may be so, sir. That may be so, but...
Is he from Atlanta?
Look, you asking too many questions now. I've had to hang my phone up short.
Before you know it, I'm going to say his name. You talking about Antoine Jenkins?
Wow.
That's going to
be good.
She dug that hole. You called up here, so you're going to get it.
Yeah. Let her know, man. Oh, man.
If you be good, she'll send you some samples.
Hey, that's good stuff. But, hey, but who were we talking to? Is she still online? You still online?
Yes.
Who were we talking to, Nikki, and they mentioned... They were talking about a guy. I might even mention that. I was talking about this brother's head over heels for this guy. And brother seemed real cool, bald head, smooth brother, real cool. And I talked to him for a little bit, and I realized that he came up very traditional. He was talking about dealing with his 14-year-old son, and he came up very traditional. So some of the stuff he was saying, his son was saying to him about girls and stuff, it seemed shocking to him. Now, this dude was a black guy. He was in his 40s. And I looked at him, I was like, is that you just having a conversation now with your son at 14? It's like you never know where a person is, even though they try to step out and stuff like that. But to me, like I said, going back to this factor, it just sounds like this guy has feelings for you. Because if he's coming to see you again, and when you mentioned about having sex, he finally said, damn, is that all you think about, girl? You know, then... It don't seem like he's intimidated, because if he was really intimidated, he'd just stop calling you.
Uh-oh. I think I got it. He might go both ways now. She said he in the head products and all that. Somebody he don't want no sex now. You never know.
That's
he might have the food loose in his system.
No, that's very possible. It's very possible that he could. I mean, you don't really know that much about.
You hear him? Yes.
I had pressed the mute button by mistake. I said,
oh,
but
no
if
problem.
He is, if he does, if that is what he does, trust me, I will find out.
Oh yeah, you'll find
boy,
out. And that's another thing. You should be having more, even though y'all obviously with some chemistry there, you was ready for the jump off, blah blah blah. Y'all meet up. Start asking the hard questions. You know, let him come in until he feels more comfortable. And then start asking him more about, find out
oh,
more
no,
about.
I ain't got to ask him about anything. I know he started letting me play around his booty hole.
He does? You said he does?
I said if he does.
Hold up.
I can't.
Say it again.
I said if he does, allow me to. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm
going to find out.
He's through his pebbles.
Well, you got to make sure he's comfortable enough now, because now you got him on alert. You done sexmatized him. Now he's on alert. Like, this girl gonna try to turn me out. Let me calm down.
You know, I just don't understand, like, how guys I'm like really baffled because they be like on like this and on like this, and then when they meet a girl, if you like got fire head or you got good pussy, then they be like running scared. Like, that totally confuses me.
No, it shouldn't. Here's the thing. Guys and girls think a lot about the same things, and men have emotions too. It's just we process and communicate things differently. So don't think that a guy doesn't feel the same way a woman would feel about certain things. And then especially in this newer generation, you got a lot of women that's raising men. So they are more emotional. Men are more emotional, and they try to show it eventually. You done threw the kryptonite on him and got past the Superman front. That's all that was.
You done threw the green rock
on them, girl.
We got another caller we want to bring in. We want to bring in a 623 number.
All right, let's let 850 go, so don't get too confused on the line. I hope that helped you.
Well, I thank you for your time.
Thanks so much. Keep tuning in and hit us up. You can also go to TroyRollins.tv and check me out there too, and send any questions or anything and call back.
All righty. Well, all right. 623, you are on the air with Nikki Rich, DJ Unique, and Troy Rollins, Sex Love Raw Uncut.
What's going on, Nikki? It's your boy D Slay. Troy, DJ, what's good?
What's going on, D Slay?
You already know, man. You already know. First of all, I want to say I'm glad to be on the show. It's a great show. You guys cracking me up. I want to say to the sister that just called in, first of all, I'd like to applaud your sexuality. All the ladies that's listening, please stand up. Please stand up and follow the leader. Please
Hello.
Follow the leader.
Because she's putting it down. I was going to get more in-depth about what she was doing, but I wanted to deal with the issue at hand.
That's real.
By the way, what snapper did you put on the brother?
Anytime a brother get intimidated from a woman talking about sex, first of all, she should have checked to find out if he was from Atlanta or San Francisco. He might be from both
mm-hmm.
states. Now, you know what I'm saying? Now, the thing about it is, ask the brother some questions. You know, talk
exactly.
to the brother. Like Troy said, talk to the brother. Now, if you find him saying things to you like, baby, that's some nice panties you got on. Where you get them from? Look, now there's a problem, okay? He might have enough sugar in his drawers to make Kool-Aid. At that point, you got a you got a problem, okay? You
right.
got a problem at that point, all right? I don't know no brothers that get intimidated from a woman talking about sex. I'm sorry.
Here's the thing. I've heard it before, and the only times I've heard it is when women say that, just from over 7-8 years of doing this thing, is when either a guy is saying that before they get there because he's really not interested in that, either a guy saying it, if he does say it after they've already had sex, then it means he has feelings for her, or he's trying to have her be his mustache or beard. And not explain to people that he's really bisexual or gay or something
like
that.
But I just look at it. I mean, to find a brother, anytime it's a lady. Ladies, please pay attention. If there's a man that's intimidated by your sexuality, that's like finding a unicorn, okay?
Right. And on the real, real thug niggas do not sell hair products.
Hold up, no, I disagree with that one. Bronner Brothers is a lot of straight guys that work for Dudley's and stuff like that. But she said Bronner Brothers, right?
Now,
you know, she said Bronner Brothers, and Bronner Brothers is out of Atlanta.
There it is, right there. Dallasis.gov.
What are y'all doing with this .com?
M-O-E.
M-O-E.
Everything. Men over everything.
What
is
that? What is that?
Men over everything.
Men over everything. That's hilarious.
Wow. Okay.
Shout out to Atlanta, because we definitely coming to Atlanta very soon. But you got to look at all the signs. He got intimidated. He get a little sensitive. And he works for Bronner Brothers. So it's like, really? Really.
Is that a service?
Bronner Brothers? Bronner Brothers is the hair conference that started. Bronner Brothers is one of the big.
Right.
And I also want to tell the sister, check the brother's cell phone, and if he got Lady Gaga on everybody's ringtone, something wrong. Right?
You know what?
Oh. You know the song that his ringtone was like, just let yourself come out.
That's terrible. And she said the brother don't have a Jerry curl, so there's no excuse for the Soul Glow song, too. Oh, my goodness.
You know, and the sister had a...
But like you said, giving the girl props. If all in all, we joking, but we serious. But if all in all, the dude is straight laced and he's just really into you, then you really put it on him. But it's hard sometimes for, you know, I don't know if you I read all kinds of magazines, so it's all good. But the new Cosmo has Nicki Minaj on it. But the new Cosmo is there. It's their whole kinky sex issue for November. So it's talking about guys' top sex secrets, sexify your eyes, try some confidence boosters. You know, it's all kinds of stuff about kinky sex. And whereas before, years ago, Cosmo would have one little thing that might talk about it. But having somebody whose sexuality is out there on blast and just, I mean, huge articles about techniques and stuff like that. And when women, it's just the age that we're in. Women are dominating in the economy. They're doing business stuff. You know, she sounds like she's a hard worker. I don't know if she got any children or whatever. And this guy's coming to town, and she's already playing her jump off situation. Even though she ain't gonna call it a jump off, maybe it's a jump off. Ain't nothing wrong with a jump off.
But I noticed she had a strong country accent. Shout out to the women in the South. I wanted to ask her if she came with a fried bologna sandwich, but I just kept that to myself.
Yeah, it ain't nothing like.
And
be able to put some jelly on that mug. If she put some strawberry jam on it, come on now. Fried bologna. Oh, my goodness.
I don't know about no strawberry jelly now. I think a sausage biscuit.
See, but you still got the country thing. So you a biscuit, jam, fried bologna. I don't know about no bologna, but I take a sausage biscuit. See, that's country. You country too, Nicky Rich. Nicky Rich going to have somebody call in the air. I just want to know why Nicky Rich don't call me back. He was like, oh, I'm going to have to take another caller. Country girls, you got to watch out for them. She down in Roy Jones land, too. You got to watch some Pensacola chicks by the water.
Yeah, they be getting it, man. Y'all better watch out. I think that is like, to me, I feel like the guy is kind of intimidated.
Yeah. Any way, shape, or form is definitely intimidation. But we got some factors we need to figure out from the Bronner Brothers dude.
That's
a brother intimidated by sex is a white unicorn, I'm telling you right now.
Right.
M-O-E.
Yeah. And if he's not, and real talk, if he's just, anytime you say something like that, you want more. Because if he didn't, he'd just leave her alone. All right, she's too off the hook. Let me just not call her. Because brothers are very matter of fact. He's not going to stick around. Women are like, well, let me give it a chance. Some women are kind of give it a chance, see. And I wonder, you know, I was doing another radio show, and the girl was talking about the guy wasn't hitting on all cylinders, and he didn't have underwear on when he took his pants off. He had some basketball shorts on, you know.
You know what that's about, man. He probably
his boot thing
probably. He probably came in the house one day.
He
like,
oh, first of all, I'm gonna reassure all the women. If you tell D Slate all you want is sex and that's it, it's on and popping. I'm gonna have you looking for sunlight with a flashlight.
He's like, you ain't gotta say it twice. The conversation then took tone. Oh, baby, that's cool. Nah, let's talk about something else. Cause when I see you, it's on. We can talk about whatever now.
No dude that would turn that down.
Exactly.
Well,
there are some. And there are some cats that would turn it down. She just happened to find one out of the 2.5 million that would turn it down.
Like your hair product, I don't think so.
Real though, that's real.
Hey.
I think the boo thing, like I said, the boo thing, he walked in the house, you smell like a female. Where you is at? And you're like, oh, we cannot have sex no more. Dot biz.
Dot biz, y'all gotta stop.
You already know, man. It's being real, man, because it's real, man. I'm real, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a dude, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
I know she got to be fine or something, you know what I'm saying? Who going to turn it down? You know what I'm saying? For real, though, man. The average man that you won't know, because the first thing before if you meet a female, that's the first thing on a man's mind. You know what I'm saying? Real talk.
But she got to be good looking, because if she looking like Freddie Jackson instead of Janet Jackson, something wrong.
Right.
Oh, man. Wow.
But like
yeah.
I say, most guys are very matter of fact. If he didn't want to be involved with her, he wouldn't call her no more. He'd leave her alone. But to say,
wow,
is that all you think about? You know, they kicked it several times, she said, and they only known each other a fresh month. And he's
yeah,
going back for more, but he's probably going back saying, I want to get to know this girl. You know, and she like, pump your brakes. We ain't got to get to know you. You know, it's funny. I always talk about people talking and communicating more and getting to know somebody deeper or as deep as you need to before you do the jump off. But it throws people off when they say, damn, we was just kicking it. Everything was cool. Why'd they get serious? Because you fucking them crazy. You know, you can't, I don't care if you're a male or female, you can't be sexing somebody crazy and not be ready for whatever the next level is, you know,
yeah,
and whatever it is. Or be like, okay, when it gets there, I got to roll. As long as you establish what you're going to do, because it's going to happen. You can't, I don't care who it is. I've talked to cats before that's had affairs and everything seemed great and they thought he had it under control. And then they said, you know what, I really need to handle everything at home, told the girl, and the girl went off. Yeah, because y'all was fucking like rabbits. It's going to happen. You can't be continuously having off-the-hook gangster sex, throw up against the wall like Tretch in Doug on Jason's lyric with the girl hands on the brick wall in the alley, and then y'all going into the office building like everything's good, and she's not... fantasizing and losing her mind. You know, now,
right,
if once you establish that, okay, I ain't looking for that, then it's all good. It just throws a woman off, especially, you know, she's in Pensacola, and I know it's a bunch of football-playing mofos and boxing mofos down in Pensacola, Florida. So it's not like, you know, I'm sure she's never experienced that and just threw her off, but she just didn't want to face the obvious, okay? Baby, if he's there and y'all talking, this dude is getting feelings for you. What you gonna do? And it's, you know, especially if a woman's been hurt before and she's really not trying to go there and she just want to get her life to get into a position where she's the one who is about to hurt somebody. It's not even fathomable. She's not even thinking that way.
Right. That's what's up. That's real.
Yeah. It's all good.
That's real right there.
But ladies, we don't mind you talking trash to us about some sex when we're traveling, especially when you're traveling to it. Oh, Lord. If it's good, you know. Talk trash.
I know that's right.
Definitely, man. I am crying over here.
Don't cry.
Y'all got me.
Don't cry. Oh, I did an event last Tuesday. I did one of my Flappers events. And shout out to Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank, California. I'm actually doing it every other Tuesday. I'm doing my Troy Rawlins Raw and Cut show out here live, and the audiences have been great, so we're going to increase it. But one of the questions that somebody said, I got to put it out there, is it better to have sex to music?
Oh, man. Yes.
Oh, man.
Because some people,
not really,
you know, we've talked
really
about this before, some people are not making, you know, sex, you know, the iPod situation is different from old school sex tape. You do a sex tape, especially when they had the automatic flip by itself.
Now.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's
most people ain't making CDs and stuff.
Yeah, it can be listening to R. Kelly and it jumps to something fast beat. You just go off the mood. Be listening to some super bass or something.
What if you're not a dance though? What if you're not a dance though?
That was something they said. They said, and what if, is there choreography? Is there rhythm? Because the show I do out here in Flappers is like, you got white people, you got Armenians, Latinos, Asians, so it's not just black folks. Black folks, of course, we're like, yeah, it's good to music. But some folks are not rhythmic. So
exactly.
Having sex to music is a little, you know,
yeah,
they might be listening to drum and bass.
Right. doing a Dougie or R. Kelly. No, it's going too fast for the music, man. No.
You'd be like, you remind me of my bum, 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 baby. Okay. No.
That's funny.
No podcast on No Making Love. I'm sorry. And this is straight, you know, like slow songs. Like, you know, I know I got to come inside on my podcast. And they play all the different slow songs that you don't want to be playing.
Right.
You know, a slow song and then Lady Gaga come out on the phone. Or something depressing.
You said, well, something depressing. Why you got depressing music on your iPod anyway? You shouldn't be.
I'm just saying, the podcast, you know how you can go and do the little iTunes and, you know, different.
It's different,
programs.
So people don't make, is anybody making slow jam CDs anymore, or is it just all iPod now? Are we there, or, you know, or do you have a phonograph? are there still some tape decks around, and you blowing off old school tapes? How you go about that when people want to, you know, when people want to bring music into the situation?
Nah,
just
take it straight to R. Kelly, go straight to Chicago on it. Man, me, so it don't matter to me. You can even pair Tim's on doing off a rock of Flocka. It don't matter to me.
When it's going down, you could give a damn.
I'm straight from the hood, baby. It goes down. Because, you know, some men be in the room, you know what I'm saying, girls from the slow music, but they don't got no rhythm. You know what I'm saying? The slow music, they be doing, like I said, be doing a Dougie while you in the slow mode. You feel me?
Yeah, and that's another thing, and this can go out to people in general. We used to talk about this. Make sure you're setting the atmosphere for what's going on. If you're not making love, if y'all just boning, y'all just fucking, y'all just getting it in. If you're not making love, be mindful, ladies or gentlemen, when you lighting candles, when you playing slow music, and you got Teddy P on. I don't want to be lonely tonight. I need some company. You know, Come On and Go With Me to My House is a good song. That's not about love. In Between the Sheets is not about love. You know, it's kind of funny you think about that, but you got to have the right music for the, you know, for the right occasion. If you playing OJ's Let Me Make Love to You, you just set the atmosphere for lovemaking. You know, are y'all making love or are y'all boning? You know, because the more intimate you get with somebody, men or women, you know, be mindful of the atmosphere you're setting. You know, oh, man, when we made love last night, it's like, oh, baby, wait, we ain't make love. It's like, hold up. You had candles lit. We ate dinner. You massaged me with some oil. You slow grind me. That's what it was. And not saying a jump off or whatever can't be slow sex, but, you know, be mindful if you're setting the atmosphere for making love and you just wanted sex. Because it's subliminal. You got, you know, Ribbon in the Sky playing, both versions, intro and Stevie Wonder, and you wondering. But you said it was like a Ribbon in the Sky. I ain't saying nothing about no Ribbon in the Sky, but you had Stevie playing. You know, what you think is going to go down?
All right.
Exactly. Well, I want to go to one more caller. We have a 910-554 number.
Oh,
you're on the air with Miss Nikki Rich. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. Hello, caller. You're on the air. 910.
I threw him off when you said tell us your name. Just tell us where you're calling from.
That 910 number, that's our next guest that's calling in.
Okay.
Definitely, that's
Oh, no, that's not her. All righty, well,
Okay.
You know, we're going to Wine Things Down here, Troy. I'm having a blast with you tonight. It's crazy.
That's your favorite thing. It's crazy. No, it's been real good. I always appreciate the people calling in. Definitely stay tuned because Charlotte, Atlanta, Chicago, we're setting tour dates up now.
Yes.
It's coming together well. And Seattle, we're even coming to Seattle. So, and I'll be in Maryland November the 17th through, I think, the 20th. And it's a Black Tiger Motorcycle Club event. But I'm also going to be doing a radio show there on WPBRadio.com. So I'm excited about the touring season. And also
okay.
The kickoff of the Troy Rollins Show, so it's all good.
Well, we thank you for coming through to the Nikki Rich Show, as you do each and every Wednesday from 7:45 to 8:15. We were doing that overtime tonight.
Yeah,
so
it always goes
over.
I'm gonna have to get your Twitter or something, man. I gotta follow you, man. We gonna get.
Oh yeah,
in,
Troy
man.
Troy okay. Rawlings on Twitter. That's the best way to get me. TroyRawlings. Troy Rawlings on Twitter.
Oh, definitely. So I'm gonna get that from Nikki and mine is DJ Unique 23, man. Keep rocking and roll. I have fun, man.
Indeed. Thanks so much, Unique. Thank you, Nikki Rich.
Thank you. And you be blessed.
All right, you too, girl.
All right, we're getting ready for our second half of the show. We have a special guest coming through. We have the tattoo model, the diva, Miss Aisha, coming through to talk with us. So we're going to be discussing upcoming projects and current projects that she's working on. So y'all just stay tuned. We're getting ready for our second half. All right. Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. I am the host, Miss Nikki Rich. We're live in Charlotte, North Carolina. DJ Unique is in the building. And tonight, I would like to welcome the tattoo model herself, Miss Aisha, to the Nikki Rich Show. Welcome.
Hello, how are you, Nikki?
I'm good. We're glad to have you here.
Aisha.
Hey, what's good?
What it do? You already know we're working, baby. You know
man, we're glad to have you here tonight and
talk
about your project.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. So, first off, tell everybody where you're from.
I was born in Bremerhaven, Germany. That's in Europe or whatever. I was born military, but I came to the United States. I was basically raised in Miami, but a few other places as well because my parents were military.
Nice. So, we know that you are a tattoo model. Tell us how you got started in the modeling industry.
Because, like, when I was a kid, you know how your parents try to keep you out of trouble and put you in different stuff, you know. First, I started off with basketball. I had a bad experience with that, so I decided not to do that. I cheerleaded for a nice while, but then after a while, I got bored with that, so they put me in John Casablanca's modeling agency.
Oh, I know about John Casablanca.
Barbizon. And I've just been doing it ever since then.
That's awesome. And they call you the tattoo model because you got so many tattoos. How many tattoos?
Yeah,
I
really got attached to them. My mother was an artist when I was a kid, and I used to get in so much trouble because I used to always draw myself. And my mom would be like, Aisha, what is that? Not always be like, I just feel bad today, so I put like a smiley face on my skin or whatever. But basically, all my tattoos tell a story. It's like different experiences that I've been through, pain, love, excitement, good, bad, you know, different stuff. But, you know, they all tell my story.
Man, let them know how many tattoos you got, girl. Let them know how many tattoos you got.
Now I got 89. Oh, I got it.
Wow.
Yeah. 89.
Do you plan on getting more?
No, really, Nikki, I'm just working on what I got.
Okay.
Trying to get it as close to perfection as possible.
I hear that. I hear that. So, being in the modeling industry, have you teamed up with any other models, or do you plan on collaborating with any other models and photo shoots or working with them, period?
I mean, I've worked with a few models for, joint photo shoots, but I have a few projects that's coming up. I really don't want to tell anybody, but, you know, I just want to see how everybody keep their eyes open.
Yes. Yes. Well, we are glad you come through. You know, we're just having a blast today. We just had our Six Love Raw Uncut with Troy Rawlings, and you know, I got a chance to check out your photos and you know and everything, and I was like, man, we have to get her on because, I mean, you are doing major things, and you are such a beautiful girl. I know, like, you know, some of these models out here. Everybody, you know, use the word, they can throw the word model around. A lot of people these
yeah.
days are saying, oh, I'm a model, but are you
yeah.
truly a model?
I'm definitely that. I'm not just a Facebook model where I go flat pictures. No, this is what I do.
Exactly.
This is what I do.
And
yes,
if anybody sees
ma'am.
Your work, they will know that. They will know that as well.
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, why are you so quiet back there in the back?
Man, you know, I'm just listening. I'm letting you rock, baby. It's just time, boo. You know, I'm a co-host. You good, baby. Do what you do, do.com. This is what it is, man. You know, man, at the end of the day, man, like I said, man, these are my people right here, you know what I'm saying? And it's just a blessing to work with her, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to spill the beans. I'm going to let her tell you what's going on now, you know what I'm saying? But just be on the lookout, man. You're going to see her face in a lot of stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of stuff planned out for her, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's just a blessing to work with her. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, she's a beautiful female, you know what I'm saying, woman. You know what I'm saying? And it's just a come up, man. But the attention and or the response that we're getting, you know what I'm saying, it's crazy right now, man. Let them know what's going on. You should let them know what's popping.
I mean, I would let them know, but I want everybody to see. I don't want to just put it out there
exactly.
and then, you know, I want everybody to be like, I didn't even know she was doing such a thing. I like surprises. I like to give surprises.
Exactly. I understand that. Well, we are so excited about your project that you do have coming up. Are you doing any tours or anything like that, going to different state cities?
Videos and traveling, and, you know, runway shows and stuff like that. And I'm really trying to get my hands into some acting. Well,
okay.
You know, it's a lot going on. A lot going on.
That's nice. That will be awesome. And do you look to come to Charlotte anytime soon?
Hello.
You said you're going to come to Charlotte anytime soon.
I can't even hear you. Hello?
I said, do you look to come to Charlotte anytime soon?
I sure do. Whenever I'm needed, I'm there.
Awesome. Hopefully we can link up and, you know, because I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina. We are based out of Charlotte, North Carolina, for those who are just tuning in. And, We get it in here at the QC.
I know that's right.
Now, let them know how to find you, Aisha, man, where to find your pictures and stuff like that.
Aisha, how can we find your information, your pictures, your book, and where, if anybody wants to contact you? For
okay,
Aisha the model.
On Twitter, you can follow me at Aisha Model as well. On Facebook, I have a page under Aisha the Tattoo Model. And, you know, those are my links. I have a website as well, but I really don't have the website information right here with me, but I definitely have one.
All righty.
Most
well, we know you've been busy. And you know you're
call. Yeah, it's just the name, man. I'm telling you, man, that's my homie right there, man. You know what I'm saying? We talk all the time, you know what I'm saying? And we also got on the, on my DJ Unique fan page, you know what I'm saying? The Team Chelsea DJ fan page, you know what I'm saying? She's doing it real big, man. I'm just proud of her, you know what I'm saying, man? For real, man, the attention that she's getting, man, it's just amazing, man. And I just proud to know, you know, we got you, baby.
Most definitely. And we always like to showcase our models and different people that have something positive going on. They have a vision. We just want to get the word out because we're worldwide. So we want everybody to know about Aisha, the tattoo model.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Stop trying to be all shy, Aisha. Come on now. You know we got comments. Yeah, man.
But we're just getting it in tonight. We've had a show, man. It's been so awesome tonight, and like we ending it with you, and this is amazing. You know, people just calling in. We've had a hot show tonight.
I don't know why.
It's been amazing, and we thank you. Is there anything you would like for the listeners to know that they do not already know about Aisha?
Not necessarily. Just basically to keep their eyes open. I'm on my way.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
My whole team, we are on our way. So
you're going to the Grammys, baby. You're going to the Grammys. You're going to the Grammys.com, baby. Stop playing.
Are on the way.
Well, we support you here at the Nikki Rich Show, and if you want to come on and you got something going on and you would like for everybody to know, just, you know, feel free to call in to the Nikki Rich Show and say, I'm going to be at this place, I'm going to be at that place, just whatever, you know, you feel free to call in. We are here.
And I definitely will. Thank you, Nikki.
You're welcome. And we're winding things down here with the show. But again, we always end with our guests by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And I end tonight by saying God bless.
Thank you. God bless you guys as well.
All right. You're welcome to come back.
I hear you.
Great.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, you were just listening to Aisha, the tattoo model. She just came through to show some love, and she's doing major things. Y'all can go to her Twitter, Aisha the Model, as well as her Facebook, Aisha the Tattoo Model, and search her, add her, and you can check her photos there and see what she's doing as well. And DJ Unique, it's been real tonight.
Oh, man, you already know it's real every night. You're right, all right, all right.
Yes. Tomorrow we got J Hood, Project Pat.
Project Pat.
And we got Rodney Perry. Rodney Perry going to be on the show, so it's going to be real.
That's what it do, man. I enjoy it, man, Nikki. I enjoy it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Tonight
I will be on BSNS Radio, so it's the Steam Room. They have the scene called the Steam Room, so definitely check me out at 10:30 tonight on BSNS Radio. It's going to go down.
All right, all right, all right. I will be in tonight.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. And also, this weekend, I'll be hosting a showcase, and it's We Are Music, Sky's the Limit Entertainment at Rockingham Cultural Center, and it will be from 7 until, and we're going to get it in. We're going to get it in. And to those who are tuning in,
you know, we're going to be in there, right? So I might have to come holler at you because this is an early event. And I might be like, yo, Nikki, what's poppin.com? Now. You already know how we're going to have to hit the building and check you out, man. For real, man. Keep grinding, man. You know you got DJ Unique.
Yes,
Storm, anything you need, man, I'm here for you, niggas, man. Keep grinding, man.
We are, man. We're having a blast. Also follow Troy Rawlings. Troy, TROYRAWLINGS on Twitter, and you can follow Nikki Rich on Twitter as well. And that's Nikki, Miss Nikki Rich or Nikki Rich Show. So you can follow me at Miss Nikki Rich or Nikki Rich Show. And you can go to NikkiRichShow.com, and we have information of our feature artists that's been on the show. And last night we had Jack Watson on, and we have his songs, his videos, and his show. So you can listen to last night's show on NikkiRichShow.com. But, yeah, we're glad to see the people that came through to the Nikki Rich Show. You can call in anytime at 323-580-5749, press that 1. And we're winding things down here tonight. I want to thank DJ Unique for coming through with us. I know we're excited about the rest of the week, and definitely, you know, you're not supposed to be anxious for the future, but I'm so excited about next week.
Most definitely. You already?
Yes. And we're going to get it in. So tune in tomorrow, 7 to 9. Project Pat, Rodney Perry, and Jay Hood will be in the building. Along with Friday, we have Donnell Jones. And we also have Jay Styles of Black Street. So we thank you for tuning in tonight. We wish you all the best, much love and success. And I end tonight by saying God bless. Last words, DJ Unique. Do you have any last words?
You ready for my last words right now? Yeah, what's up?
Yes, sir.
You can hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Hey, first of all, I'm going to tell you today. I'm going to talk to everybody.
You're breaking up. But we thank you guys for tuning in tonight. Nikki Rich Show. The host, Nikki Rich, getting it in Sunday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern. And I'm out. Janet Jackson, that's the way love goes.
Like a moth to a flame.